Hello, I'm very pleased to be here today to tell you about a service I have enjoyed for many years. This is Audible.com, and they are a current sponsor of the Serotalk podcast. After we received sponsorship from Audible, I got calls from some members who were having difficulty signing into the service or creating an account. So I thought I would walk you through the process and show you how it works. The concept behind Audible is that you purchase credits, and you can use these credits to purchase audiobooks. Most audiobooks are one credit. Occasionally, you'll find one that is worth two credits. You can also find other Audible exclusive audio that you can either purchase outright or for credit. You can purchase some books outright as well, and sometimes it is more cost-effective to purchase them at their regular price than it is to use credits. However, for most books, especially newer releases, buying credits and paying that way is the most cost-effective way to do things. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible, in which you get one credit, which you can use to get a book. You can listen to this book on your computer, on your smartphone. Many of the book readers will allow you to do this, and some MP3 players. I address this only because I have been asked, but you cannot listen on the Library of Congress digital talking book machines. But there are many options and many ways to listen. To get started, you will want to go to www.audiblepodcast.com/Serotalk. Let's go there now.
Download a free audiobook Audible free trial offer Audible.com. Startup page.
Let's just press the down arrow for now and look at the beginning of this page.
We are currently making improvements to the Audible site. Link. In an effort to enhance the accessibility experience for our customers, we have created a page to more easily navigate the new experience, available at the web address www.audible.com access.
I would not recommend that you use this link. It can make some things easier, but it seems to complicate other things. There are currently some problems with the design of the Audible website. I find that while the sign-up process for books is very easy, it can take a little bit of time and effort to browse for books. For me, the easiest way is to do my browsing somewhere else, and if I want to purchase a book or hear a sample or search for a particular book, that is done with relative ease on Audible's website.
Link. Audible.com. Visited. Link. Already a member?
Now, I already am a member of Audible, as I have said. If this were the case, that is where I would press enter, and I would sign in with my email and password.
Link. Download a free audiobook. Works with iPhone, iPad, Android, Kindle Fire, and Windows Phone. Audible free trial details. Get an audiobook of your choice, free, with a 30-day trial. After the trial, your paid membership will begin at $14.95 per month. With your membership, you will receive one credit every month, good for any audiobook on Audible. Cancel anytime, effective the next monthly billing cycle. Cancel before your trial ends and you will not be charged. Check out the full link terms and link policies that apply to Audible membership. Link about Audible.
After this are general links about Audible and some links to bestsellers. Once you've signed in and it has an order history for you, then it will show books that it believes are tailored to your interests and based on those that you have ordered previously. I'm going to shift tab back now to the link I need.
Policies, terms, download a free audiobook link.
Pressing enter here will allow me to get started. I should also say here that I am using the System Access screen reader with Windows 8.1 and Internet Explorer 11. If you are using Windows Vista or 7 and above, and Internet Explorer 10 or above, you should be fine. The sound you heard when I went to that page is part of the Serotex software. It allows pages to be labeled and marked as having been made accessible. You can read more about that, of course, by going to serotech.com and reading about all our products. Let's look now at this sign-up page for Audible.
Amazon.com sign-in, startup page.
I went to the top of the page, and if you see this, you could think you've made an error because it says Amazon. Not so. Audible is now owned by Amazon, and what they want you to do here, if you have them, is to sign in with your Amazon credentials. If you don't have an Amazon sign up, you can still create an account. If you do, there are advantages to using your Amazon information. First of all, it's likely that your Amazon account already has your payment information and your address stored. Also, with some books, you can purchase the Audible edition and purchase the Kindle edition for a reduced price. This is a great deal if you prefer or need to read along in more than one media. So you could listen to the audio and follow along in Braille or large print. Or maybe the book has a lot of reference materials or unusual spellings, and you could use the Kindle book to gain that information. And these Kindle books can be played on Kindle for PC. They can be played on a physical Kindle device, and they also work fairly nicely on Android and iOS devices as well.
Entering table. Call anytime 888-283-5051.
That is the Audible customer service number.
Link. Help. Leaving table. Heading level 1. We're an Amazon company. Heading level 2. Sign in using your Amazon account. My email address is editable text blank.
And I tabbed and I'm now on the text field. And so I will type in my email. And I tabbed. Now that I've typed in my email address, I'll tab.
No, I am a new Amazon customer. No, I am a new Amazon customer. Radio button not selected.
And I'm going to press space to check this.
No, I am a new Amazon customer. Radio button selected. Yes, my Amazon password is. Yes, my Amazon password is. Radio button not selected.
I tabbed to this next item and will not press space to select it because I do not have an Amazon account I want to link to this. My actual Amazon and Audible accounts are linked, but as I said, I wanted to show you the sign-up process as a new member.
Continue button.
I've tabbed to continue, and now I'll press enter.
My name is editable text blank.
Okay, I'm going to put my first name.
Lisa. My email address is.
And it has that filled in already because I just typed it.
Type it again. Editable text blank.
Now it's asking me to type it again to confirm that it's correct. I have done that.
My mobile phone number is. Editable text blank.
Now it's asking for my mobile phone number. If I tab once more.
Learn more. Link.
There is a link that I can use to learn more. Basically, they want this so that if you are being shipped physical products from Amazon, they can send texts to your phone to let you know the status of your package. This is very useful, but not something that I personally need to set up right now for this account.
Enter a new password. Password field.
This is where I enter a password. Now that I've typed in my password and I've confirmed it, I'll tab.
Create account button.
And I will press enter on create account. I've gone to the top of my screen and I'm going to down arrow to show you a few things.
Entering table link, invitation pop-up window for live. We are currently making improvements. Shopping cart download already at startup page. We are currently link in an effort to dot link sign into Audible.
Okay, what seems to have happened there is I had an invitation pop-up window for live chat with an online representative. For whatever reason, that went away, maybe because all available representatives are now chatting with other people. I have never done this, so I cannot speak to how usable it is. I can tell you that occasionally I have needed to call Audible on the phone and have found them very helpful.
Call anytime link, click to chat with button 1 in cart. Go to cart.
Okay, if I wanted to initiate the chat,
link, click to chat with an online representative.
There is the link that I could use to initiate the chat.
Button 1 in cart. Go to cart.
This is a little different than what you will see at any other time. This says 1 in cart and go to cart. Basically, it has placed a credit for a free book in your cart. Normally, when you purchase credits, it will tell you how many you have available. And you can purchase these in various configurations. You can pay, I believe, $14.95 a month for one credit. You can also pay a yearly amount and get a certain number of credits that you can either use all at once or spread out. This is the accurate information I have as of the time of recording. This can change with little notice, so I encourage you to read the information or call before you sign up for any plan so that you are aware of what services you have. Below the information about the cart, it says
0 credits available.
0 credits available. That's because this one credit, and this is the only time, is listed in the cart already because it is a promotional and not a purchased item.
Link, hi, Lisa, has sub menu press pass key through then space bar to activate.
That means that there is a menu associated with this. So if I were using System Access and many other screen readers as well, I could press the insert or the modifier key. On some, it's the caps lock key and the F3. And once I did that, I could press space. And that gives me various options, which I can also see some of those here.
Link home, link library, link wish list, link browse audiobooks, link membership, editable text, blank button search.
And so I can look for all kinds of information. And then there is a search box.
Link advanced search. Link continue shopping. 1, 1, cart. 2, 2, place order. 3, 3, ready to download.
So it's telling me I have options. First is the cart. I need to place things in my cart. And then I can order. I can check out.
Heading level 2. You might also like.
And then I can download my books. And then after that, it gets into a list of other books I might like. In general, I tend to purchase on the computer or from my phone. And while I can, and I have downloaded on my computer, more often than not, I just download the latest book on my phone. Whether you are using an iOS or an Android device, or Windows or Mac, the information you encounter when you sign up will be the same. Only the procedures for navigating will be a little different. Also know that if you are using the Audible app on iDevices, you cannot sign up for Audible from within the app. You must go to Safari to do that. Now that I've signed in, I need to pick a membership plan. If you don't pick this, you will see the promotional item listed in your cart, but you won't be able to do anything. You need to first pick the plan of service that you want. They are very specific that if you choose to cancel, you will not be charged as long as you do so within the initial 30-day period. I'm now on the page that I need.
Pick an Audible membership plan, Audible.com Internet Explorer. Maximized. Link. Sign into Audible.
The easiest way to find this link is to use the screen find command. On System Access and some other screen readers, this is the control key plus the letter F as in file.
Find. What do you want to find on this page? Editable text. Blank.
And I'm going to type in the word member and press enter.
Member. Pick an Audible membership plan. Audible.com Internet Explorer. Link. Membership. Pick an Audible.
And I'm going to press enter. Whenever possible, I like to navigate a website by headings. And this is usually done by pressing the letter H to move forward through headings or Shift H to go back. In this case, the information that we need is under a heading, so I'm going to press H.
Monthly plans, heading level 2. First month free, then one book a month at $14.95 per month. Heading level 3, first book free, then one book a month $14.95. Choose one great book a month, an ideal introduction to Audible. Button, let's go. Heading level 2, two books a month $22.95. Two books a month, $22.95. Double your listening while paying 20% less per title versus the one book plan. Button, get me started.
As you can tell, after each of these plans, there is a button that you can press enter on that will get you started with that plan. In this case, I'm going to choose the one book a month.
Two books a month, 22, let's go button.
And what I did is I used Shift H to move back by headings and then Shift Tab to move back one more button. You can find that any way that's best for you, whether you start at the top and then find that first heading and work down from there, or however is best for you. I am not going to do this because basically I would need to add false information, which could not then be verified. And having another account is, I believe, impossible, first of all, and is also against Audible's terms of service. The process of adding a credit card is very straightforward. You just go through and you fill out the forms as you would on any other website with form fields. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to show you my own Audible account, and I will take you through the process of adding and purchasing a book. Once you have an account set up, you don't necessarily need to go to audiblepodcast.com/sarotalk. You can just go to audible.com, and I'm going to go there now.
Open. Type the internet address of a document. List. Audible.com tab. Outlook.com. 1. Heading level 3. Link. Audible.com tab. We are currently in an effort to enhance Audible audiobooks free trial. Link. Sign in. Link.
I have signed out with the fake account credentials. I actually reset Internet Explorer settings so that it would not have any record of that on my computer. And I'm now pressing enter on sign in.
My email address is.
I'm going to type in my email address. This is the one I use for both Amazon and Audible.
No, I am a new Amazon customer. No, I am a new Amazon customer. Radio button not selected. Yes, my Amazon password is. Yes, my Amazon password is. Radio button selected. Yes, my Amazon password is. Password field. Continue. But yes, my Amazon password is. Pass.
And I will type that in as well.
Continue button.
I'm now at the top of the Audible page. Let's move down with the down arrow key.
We are currently making a link in an effort to dot.
I am skipping past some of this stuff because you've already heard it several times.
Link. Sign into Audible. Link. Click to chat. Or. Call anytime button. Zero in cart. Go to cart. 5. Credits available.
I purchased a lump sum of credits for the year. That's how I do it because I can carry them over. Some months there may not be anything I want to get, so this works well for me. This tells me I have 5 credits remaining.
Link. Hi, Lisa. Has link. Home. Link. Library. Link. Wish list. Link. Browse Audible. Link. Listener page. Editable text. Blank.
And here's my search field. I can get here by just pressing the letter F to move by form fields as well. I already know the book I would like to get. It is by Beverly Lewis, and it is called The River. So I'm going to just type her name and then the word river.
Beverly.
And my speech was cutting off because I continued to type.
River. Advanced search. Link. Search button. Search button.
I just tabbed to that. I don't know why it reads some of these elements twice. That seems to be unique to this particular site. At any rate, I'm going to press enter.
We are currently making...
And control to stop speech. I'm now going to move by headings, and we will use the arrow key to read down the results.
Beverly Lewis River, heading level 1.
I got to that heading by pressing the letter H. I'm now going to press down arrow.
1-1 of 1 results previous.
So there's only one result. If there were more than one, each result would have quite a lot of information associated with it. Let's go through that information.
1 next. Sort by. Drop down list. Relevance.
And this allows you to sort for fields like the author or the date added or bestseller.
Link. The River Beverly Lewis.
There is the book I'm looking for. If I pressed enter on that link, I could read listener reviews and publisher summary and other information about the book.
Button. Link. Sample. Button. Play audio sample.
Either the sample link or the play audio sample button works as of this recording. If I press enter, it will start playing the particular sample. It appears that pressing enter will also pause playback.
Audiobook. Link. The River. Unabridged. Bullet. By. Link. Beverly Lewis.
If I pressed enter here, it would show me a list of all books in Audible's collection that are written by Beverly Lewis.
Bullet. Narrated by. Link. Christina Moore.
If I wanted to find out what other books the narrator had read, I could press enter here and it would show me a list of all of her narrations on Audible.
Bullet. Length. 8 hours and 17 minutes. Bullet. Release date. 09/03/14.
So this particular book was released September 3rd of 2014.
Link. 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 42.
I suspect that these links are 4 stars that customers can use to rate the book. So they can give it 1, 2, 3, 4 stars, etc. I believe that's up to 5. And the average review for this book was 4.2.
5 ratings. Regular price, $24.49. Member price, $17.14 or 1 credit.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this. If you were not a member, if you did not have a plan, you could have an account with Audible. But if you did not have a membership plan, your price to purchase this particular book would be $24. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to leave off the change in our discussion. If you had a membership plan but no credits, you could purchase this book for $17. If you have a credit, you can also purchase this book for that credit. Let's assume for the sake of discussion that you joined the plan that allowed you 1 credit per month at a price of $14.95 a month. In this case, using your credit would be a good deal because by doing it this way, you're saving roughly $3. If, however, the book that you want costs $4 or $5.99, which sometimes happens because they will put books on special, it would not be a good use of your credit. So it's wise to look at the pricing and decide how you want to purchase that particular item.
Link, add the river to cart. Link, add the river to wish list. Link, give as a gift. 1-1 of 1 results pre-
And that gives me the same information about results. I think the options to give as a gift, add to wish list, and add to cart are self-explanatory. I'm going to up arrow and press enter on add to cart.
Link, get link, add the river to wishlist, link, add the river to cart. Link, noting, 1, 5, credits available, link, hi, Lisa, has submenu press pass key through then space bar to activate, link, home, link, library, has submenu press. Download audiobooks with Audible.
Now that it's taken me to the next page, I will once again navigate by headings with the letter H.
Beverly Lewis River, heading level 1.
There's my search. So if I had just searched for Beverly Lewis, this is very nice. It would just bring me back to that Beverly Lewis search, and I could add more books from that search result. For some reason, when I went to this page, it didn't show that the book was in my cart. I had to find the cart link again and press enter, and now it has shown up in the way that I expect it to. On this page, we have a few headings. I'm going to press H to get to the first one.
You might also like heading level 2.
This particular book is Amish fiction. Because I have selected this book, it is now showing me other Amish fiction in You Might Like. If there is nothing else that it can show me, it would look to my order history and look for similarities. If, for example, I had put in a title by Stephen King, it might show me horror books. If I looked for books about self-improvement, it would show me more of the same, just for example. I'm going to press H again.
Cart, heading level 1.
And here we are at the cart.
Button, next step. Entering table, title, author.
Now, I already know what is supposed to happen here, and I could just press enter on next step. However, I like to review these things just to make sure that neither I nor the site has made a mistake. So I'm going to down arrow. I could just do a say all, but for the sake of breaking things up into manageable chunks at this point, I'll just use the down arrow key.
Apply credits. Price. You pay. Link the River. Link the River. By Beverly Lewis. Link move to wish list. Link remove item. Checkbox checked. 1 credit.
Okay, this is basically asking me, do I want to apply the credit? This is where you use the information that you saw when you read about pricing. If my book were only $5.99, for example, I would not want to apply my $14 credit. In this case, I do. This box is already checked, so I will press tab.
Update link. Next step button. Next step. Up 1 credit. Checkbox checked. Update link. Subtotal $0.00. Button. Next step. Link. Do you have a promotional code?
If you are signing up for a free 1-month trial, that already is your promotion and it can't be combined with any others. Every once in a while, you may get a promotional code. For example, there is a deal going on right now for current Audible members that if you buy 4 books, I forget the time window, but you get a coupon for $10. So that would be a promotional code you might want to enter there.
Available credits. Membership credits. 5. Link about Audible.
And now we are back to about Audible, which means that the information that is specific to me and my particular order is done. I'm going to press Shift Tab to move back.
Do you have a promotion? Next step button. Next step.
To next step and press enter. Again, I want to navigate by heading. On this page, the first heading I come to will be
account information, heading level 2.
Account information. You can down arrow to review this information. I will not do this because it has some information here like the last 4 digits of the credit card that is on file. You also have options to change either your order or your billing information. However, this is correct. So at this point, I'm just going to tab. Let me point out one thing to you, and that is that if you are on this heading, if you shift tab 1,
continue shopping link,
you have that all important continue shopping link. So if you forgot anything, you can press enter there and add more books.
Edit items or enter promotional code link.
I'm now tabbing.
Complete purchase button.
And here is the magic button. I'm going to press enter. I'm now at the top of this page, and there are no headings on this page, so I'm just going to use the down arrow key to navigate through the available information.
We are currently making improvements link in an effort to dot link sign into Audible link click to chat or call any button 0 in cart Go to cart.
That tells me right there that something has changed. Namely, my order has been processed because I went from 1 in my cart to 0 in my cart.
4. Credits available.
Also, my available credits have gone from 5 to 4.
Link, hi, Lisa. Link, home. Link, library. Link, wish list. Link, browse Audible. Link, listener page. Editable text. Blank button. Search. Link, advanced search. Bullet, thanks. Bullet, your purchase details. Bullet, total charge. $0.00.
That's because I already had the available credits?
Bullet, credits applied. 1. Bullet, order confirmation. DO, thanks for your purchase.
They gave an order confirmation number, which will also be emailed to me. I just skipped over that. Below this are links with information about the various ways that you can listen. And I'm not going to explore all of those right now because there are various configurations, nearly as many as there are people. You can use any or all of them. Now that I have the book, I can listen in any app. The nice thing is the book remains in my library indefinitely. So let's say that I have canceled my Audible subscription. In other words, I'm not paying for more credits. But let's say that it is now, 7 years from today, and I want to read this book again. I can sign in with my information to audible.com, and I can find the book and download it. So you might ask, where do you find this book? And that's relatively simple, where you find most books, in the library. I'm going to the top of the page,
download,
and I'm going to tab to library.
In an effort, sign in, click to zero in, hi, home, library, has submenu, press pass key through and space bar to activate library link.
In this case, I didn't do the pass through submenu. For more advanced features, I just pressed enter on the link. I'm going to skip down past the advanced search link. What I could have very easily done, and what I often do, is screen find, control F, in my case, and type in the book title and press enter, and that will jump me right to it. I'm not going to do that now because there is some additional information I'd like you to see.
Link, WhisperSync banner.
This particular speech synthesizer butchers that name. This is called WhisperSync, and this is a program of Amazon's where if you are using a Kindle or a Kindle app, you can basically synchronize your reading position so you can start reading in the Audible book and then pick up in the Kindle book and then leave off on the Kindle book and pick up at the place where you left off in Audible. So you can transfer back and forth between formats if you have purchased both formats and not lose your place. If you want to try this out just for kicks, I do think that there are some books that are free both on Audible and Kindle that will allow you to play with this functionality.
Entering table, library, link, pre-orders.
If you have books that you've pre-ordered, you can see them here along with their release dates.
Link, wish list.
That is fairly self-explanatory. This is where you view items that you have added to your wish list.
Leaving table. Didn't like the last book you listened to? Link. You can return it.
And that link will tell you about that process.
Drop-down list. Format 4.
This is where you get into downloading your book. And this is just for the computer and for transfer to portable devices. If you're downloading on a smartphone or tablet, they will either download in their format of choice or you will pick it at that time. In general, a higher number means a higher quality. I don't remember the designations now of all the formats. I know that when I first started with Audible, most people downloaded in format 2. And if you had a really shiny, high power player, you know, something with 200 megs or more, then maybe you could download in format 3. Now, for the most part, everyone downloads in format 3, unless you have a decent amount of room on your computer, which most people do, or one of the newer book readers. For example, The newer Victor Reader Stream can handle Format 4, which is considered an enhanced format. The older Victor Reader Stream cannot unless you have the soft pack. So check the documentation for your particular reader to see what audible formats it plays.
Audio quality.
Audio quality is just an explanatory note that refers to the format. So they're just telling you that these format choices have to do with audio quality.
Entering table. View by. Drop down list. All program types. All program types. Audiobook. Lectures. Newspaper. Periodicals. 5 of 9. Performance. Radio, TV. Speech. Wordcast.
So they have quite a lot of options.
All program types.
I just went back to all program types. I'm going to tab to get out of the list.
Drop down list. Past 6 months.
This will give a time. So if you purchase lots and lots of audiobooks, you won't want to view your entire history. You will want to view that in smaller chunks.
Drop down list. All items. There are no other selections in this drop down list.
I'm not sure what might be in this drop down list, but I don't purchase books that frequently.
Keywords. Editable text. Blank.
If I were looking for certain information for a title or an author or some main keyword, I could enter it here. Again, this is helpful if you have a very large collection. In this case, I'm looking for the book that was added to my library most recently, so I really don't need to fill out any of this information.
Download status. Link. Entering table. Editable text. Blank. Leaving table. Entering table. Link. Download status. Link. Title. Link. Author. Link. Length. Link. Purchase date. Rate and review.
This is a table. Instead of using standard table commands, I'm just using the arrow. Again, I know that a lot of people will navigate this way. I strongly encourage you, if you are at all interested in doing so, to learn the table navigation commands. They will make things like this faster, save you lots of time, and also, I think, make it easier to understand the information that is being displayed. I'm now in a table with my books, and I'm going to use table reading commands. So I'm going to press Alt-Control down.
Link
arrow,
the river.
And
link the river.
Here's my book. I'm going to now use Alt-Control right arrow to look at the information.
Link Beverly Lewis. 8 hours and 17 minutes. 11/07/14.
That's my purchase date.
Link purchase date.
If I up arrow while still holding down Alt and Control, it will tell me that.
11/07/14. Overall, link rated 1 out of 5. Link rated 2 out of 5. Link rated 3 out of 5. Link rated 4.
I'm going to stop that because obviously we can count, but you can use those links to rate the book once you've read it.
Not available. Link while ebook companion Whisper Sync.
In this case, the Whisper Sync capability is not available for this book.
Not available. Link. Wah. Link. Download. OR. Drop down list. Deliver to.
This gives me a few options. It first said link download. This is what I would do if I just wanted to download it to my computer. I would press enter. If I tab.
Deliver to. Drop down list. Deliver to.
I'm now at a drop down list box labeled deliver to. And if you have the Kindle app set up, this is more a feature of Amazon. And I have not ever played with this, but I'm guessing that this will also deliver your Audible content directly to your iPhone. I think that could be inconvenient depending on if you were out and about or how your data plan was. I would prefer to start the download on my phone when I know I have the time and I can just let it download and do its thing. If all you're going to do is download on your phone, you really don't need to go through this information every time. Once you purchase the book, it's automatically placed in your library. If you want to download it to your computer, you would press enter. If you are downloading to your computer or a portable book player, the process is a little more involved. Before you download and start playing your file, you will need to get the Audible Manager To do this, simply go to the page labeled Listening Apps. You can access it from your library or pretty much anywhere in Audible. Then do a screen find for Audible Manager. That would be Control F on many screen readers. And you could even just type in the word manager and it should take you there. If you're looking for information about other apps or supported devices, each one is in its own small table. So the easiest way to find what you are looking for is to press T to navigate by table and listen to the information as you come to it. I hope you have found this walkthrough helpful, and I wish you many hours of happy reading.